We're going to go ahead and gavel the meeting to order and ask you to please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for being here today. Public reminders, hearing devices are available on each side of the podium. Board chambers are T-coil compatible for hearing devices. Anyone who wishes to speak must fill out a speaker slip and state their name for the record. And anything presented must be turned into the clerk for the record. I'm going to ask the clerk now to read the changes to the agenda, please.
I have no changes to read into the record today.
Great. We are going to then go to the consent agenda. And we're going to open the floor for public comment on consent items only. And then we'll come back to the board. So first up is Eric Greening, and he will be followed by Marie Brinkmeyer.
Good morning. I am Eric Greening with comments and questions on items 15 and 16, which are contracts for SGMA-related studies of the fringe areas of respectively the Los Osos and Santa Maria basins. The Los Osos study costs $170,000 and the Santa Maria $250,000 for a total of $420,000 identified as coming out of flood control and water conservation district reserves. This is claimed to be in alignment with the policies your board adopted on November 1, 2016, but at that time, repayment was assumed from SGMA Basin overliers, not in self-funded agencies of their own, although the Los Osos Basin, with so few overliers, was considered perhaps needing a subsidy. In any event, the source of the subsidy for these studies is different from any of those identified in the packet for tomorrow's meeting of the Water Resources Advisory Committee, where the $750,000 to be reprogrammed from the Flood Control and Water Conservation District uses are detailed. I presume the difference is that $750,000 is from next year's budget and the $420,000 is from this year's budget. Please note that this adds up to a total subsidy so far of $1.17 million from the district and over $2.4 million from all county sources by the end of next fiscal year to subsidize basin overliers. Moving on to scopes of work, I see that the Los Osos area includes 5 meetings with the SGMA stakeholders group and possibly an added 3, while the Santa Maria one includes 1 public hearing and 5 stakeholders meetings. That raises the question of whether the stakeholder meetings are open to the public. If the stakeholders' task extends 2 years or more, they would have to be under the Brown Act. What I do not see in the scope of work is any provision for meeting with the RAC or for any formalized peer review. I would advocate for both. A specific concern with the Santa Maria study in the Pismo Creek fringe area, just upstream is an active oil field that produces toxic wastewater and plans to expand. The SGMA task of bringing a basin into balance should assume potable water. In other words, any sustainability plan must address not only quantity, but protection against threats to quality. I see nothing in this scope of work that specifies addressing this concern, but it needs to be there. Thank you.
Thank you. Maria Brinkmeyer will be followed by Lindy Owen, and that's the last speaker slip I have.
Good morning. My name is Marie Brinkmeyer from Senior Volunteer Services. I've just come by this morning to thank you very much for the recognition for the contributions of our senior volunteers during the month of May. And we appreciate your recognition, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lindy Owen.
Good morning, Lindy Owen from Los Osos. I also wanted to speak on the fringe area subsidies that are going to be proposed to come from the county. And I know more about the Los Osos Basin, but when I look at the expenses and the suggested costs of $170,000 plus $5,000 from another source, I don't think it's going to pay for itself. I don't understand how, when I did a little bit of the average, we're looking at salaries of $150,000 for the hydrogeologist, blah, 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 all the way down to the least is $75,000 for a field technician. And I again question, there are no county wells supposedly in this fringe area that's outside of Los Osos, and it goes around a couple different sides. Partially what's frustrating to understand how much water is in a basin is if you exclude all the farm areas around you. Now, the fringe area study for Los Osos is to understand if that section of the basin actually got separated from our main basin by earthquake activity and years of dropping water levels. But I still believe that they are interconnected, and I don't understand why the functionality of having them be included in our $1 million a year expense of running our basin management program could not be more effective to include them in the sustainable management of our basin and pay them a little, charge them their fair share, which would be much less, of course. But at the same time, we're going to move forward with $170,000, $175,000 spent on top of what we've already, what the county has already spent. So this is coming out of general taxpayer funds. And but those that are in Los Osos, especially in the Prohibition Zone, we have a sewer to pay for. We're paying for a huge amount on our water increases to subsidize all the updates to make our basin sustainable. And sadly, because it was ignored for so many years, it became a crisis. So I wish you would look at these fringe areas and make sure that they are worth the money that you're asking all taxpayers in the county to subsidize. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, we will close public comment on consent items and ask each board member. Supervisor Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do think I'd like to hear have staff explain the consistency of the Los Osos hydrologic study with previous policy and differentiate it from the development of a groundwater sustainability plan, which is a wholly separate issue.
Morning, Board. Wade Horton, Public Works. Yes, these are technical studies that were included in your adopted flood control district budget policy on November 1st, 2016. Again, these are technical studies, and they were included in the Associated District Flood Control General five-year special project plan that accompanied that November 1st item.
So if I could follow on, Mr. Horton, these are not the development of a groundwater sustainability plan under SGMA. These are the characterization of the basin and its hydrogeology, consistent with studies we've done all over the county for many, many years.
These are technical studies, and the information will certainly contribute to developing a GSP, but this is consistent with adopted flood control general use of funds.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. With that, I'd ask the clerk to do the roll call.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
And Mr. Pichon?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to item number 21, resolution. I'd ask the clerk to introduce the item, please.
Submittal of a resolution recognizing Dan Buckshy for 15 years of exemplary service to the County of San Luis Obispo.
Okay, Dan, I know you didn't want to do this. Resolution recognizing Dan Buckshy for 15 years of exemplary public service to San Luis Obispo County. The following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas Dan Buckshy first began service to the citizens of the County of San Luis Obispo in 2002 as an administrative analyst. By 2006, Dan was promoted to budget director, and in 2010 to assistant county administrative officer. In 2012, he was appointed as county administrative officer. And whereas Dan helped guide numerous efforts, including the creation of new county organizational values, which include integrity, collaboration, professionalism, accountability, and responsiveness in order to define how employees and elected officials should conduct themselves as representatives of the county. And whereas Dan was instrumental in implementing pension reform before it was mandated by the state of California in an effort to control the county's costs. And whereas under Dan's leadership, the county has made significant investments in its public infrastructure, including a new women's jail, the expansion of the juvenile hall, new libraries, plans for a new animal services shelter, and new airport terminal. And whereas Dan was instrumental in the creation of the first countywide economic strategy, which was a joint effort with the Economic Vitality Corporation and helped craft the county's homeless policies and programs, drought response efforts, and the creation of a countywide tourism district. And whereas Dan was the leading negotiator and prime author on behalf of the county in concert with the San Luis Coastal Unified School District and a coalition of cities in the development of the $145 million Diablo Canyon Power Plant Closure Agreement, which will help protect the public health, safety, and economic security of the region. And whereas Dan has earned the respect and friendship of county staff, and he will be greatly missed. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors does hereby recognize over 15 years of outstanding public service provided by Daniel Buckshy to the residents of San Luis Obispo County. Furthermore, be it resolved that Dan is wished and very best in his future endeavors. Picture, so if the administrative office could come in front of the dais here, Dan will stay up here and we'll do a picture.
That's right, I get to hold this.
Squeeze it.
Don't block the
chair. That's right. It's not catching. We have a couple speakers. Guy Savage would ask you to come forward. And who's Mr. Savage?
There's apparently laughter about me coming forward. I'm not sure. Maybe Nikki was expecting it no matter what. Good morning, Board. Guy Savage with the County Administrative Office. First of all, thank you for recognizing Dan this morning. As Supervisor Pashon noted, he didn't really want to do this. But, you know, whenever someone of Dan's caliber leaves, it's nice to take a moment to recognize all of the good things Dan's done for the county. So on behalf of some 2,700 employees who will miss Dan, I want to say thank you. You know, I was thinking about what to say this morning, and I was kind of going back through some of the history I have with Dan, and I remembered about 2004, 2005, IT was redoing its fee schedule. Dan and I were having this discussion about should we do this, should we do that, and, you know, I was fairly new to the county, and Dan's over there. He'd been an analyst for, I don't know, a couple, 3 years. And he's rattling off all these numbers about departments. And if you do this, it's going to affect a department like that. And if you do, and I was just astounded then, as I am today, about his memory of details. And it's one of the things I think I'll miss most. You know, even this morning, we were talking through one of the items that's on the agenda later this morning. And he was rattling off, you know, you remember the history of this? And he's talking about how this piece fits with that piece and how that all comes together. And it just, I think, goes to Dan and who he is, you know, his intelligence, his wit, his tenacity on projects, and his ability to remember all those little minute details that I think the rest of us in the administrative office sometimes would happily forget, but often do forget, just because we don't have that kind of a memory. So with that, you know, I'll just say to Dan on a personal note, as a friend, as a mentor, as a visionary, we're going to miss you. I think the East Bay and Walnut Creek should be very, very happy to have you coming their way. So best of luck to you, Dan.
Thank you. Next speaker, Nick Franco.
Hi, Nick Franco, County Parks. I wanted to publicly embarrass Dan as well, so because I know he enjoys that. So I've been working in public service for 34 years, which means I have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of frustrating things, because a lot of government can be really frustrating. And what people complain about are bureaucrats, and that's someone who's dedicated to the process but not to the outcome. But there's a vast, vast majority of public servants out there who are dedicated to the outcome. And that's really where the good governance happens. And then there's a select few who can really, really kind of inspire people to do good. And Dan is one of those few. And I've only had a handful of people that I've had the privilege to work with who can really, really inspire that mission-based focus, that ability to look at what we're doing as something that will be good for the public and good for the people. And I wanted to publicly say thank you for doing that, and thank you for providing that leadership to our community and to all of us who work in county government. So thank you for that, and enjoy the East Bay Regional Park District. Fabulous parks there. And the view from the top of Mount Diablo and Mount Diablo State Park, spectacular. You got to go up there. So thank you, and enjoy the time there.
Thank you, Nick.
Seeing no other speakers, speaker slips, so we'll bring it back to the board now for board comments. Any board comments?
I'll start.
All right.
So anyway, Dan, I just want to thank you very much for all your years of dedication to the county. I remember when you were when admin and the Board of Supervisors staffs kind of worked a little more closely, where we share the coffee pot and the coffee machine and so forth, when I first met you. But you've really dedicated a lot of years of service and to the county, and I certainly appreciate it, and I hope everyone listening today understands you have not had an easy job at the helm these last few years. It's hard. It's a big county, and there's a lot of moving parts, but I'm really excited for your new opportunity in Walnut Creek, and certainly wish you well and hope you come down and visit us and a lot.
Okay, Dan, I've been here about 155 days today, roughly, but I appreciate all you did as a citizen of this county, all you've done for our community, and Debbie touched on it a little bit. You know, it's been difficult circumstances that you've had to deal with, but you've done a great job in those difficult circumstances. So from a county standpoint, from a resident of this county, I thank you for all you have done, and good luck in Walnut Creek. And when you run for mayor of Walnut Creek, I'm happy to give you an endorsement. Supervisor Compton.
So I'll ditto what Supervisor Arnold said, and I have to say it is fun to see you squirm a little bit on the last day here. So anyway, I know you're a numbers guy, and we've talked about this behind closed doors and everything, and I really appreciate the one thing that stands in my mind is the pension, and that you look at what's going on in other counties and in the state, and we are in deep trouble, and I feel like you've set us on a great course with that. So I appreciate that, and it is fun to see you squirm a little bit. So,
Supervisor Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my 10 years at this job, it's been one of my great pleasures to see the progress of Mr. Buckshy from a very quiet budget director into the role of the CAO, which is a different place. And along the way, to see him gain the respect and affection of his staff and the respect and affection of the general public has been truly a wonderful thing to see. The resolution referenced the organizational values that you brought forward, along with a number of other things that sort of work behind the scenes. And as I was thinking what to say today, you live those values. You embody those values. And I don't know that I could think of anyone who is more deeply invested in those values and in public service than you, sir. In short, you are a class act, and the city of Walnut Creek is more than fortunate to have your services, and I'm going to miss you a lot.
Thank you. Supervisor Hill.
Thank you.
I think it's been said, but you know, I certainly feel that this, and I know that this organization is much stronger because of your leadership. I know that we have really good leaders in our departments because of your leadership, and you know, I think the community itself, not just the county organization, but the community itself is stronger because of your leadership, and you will be missed.
With that, I would move the resolution.
Second.
Is there a second?
If I could make a brief comment first.
Certainly, you can now.
Thank you.
Under discussion.
Appreciate that. Well, I'd just like to say I do appreciate the recognition and all the kind words this morning. And having watched hundreds of presentations over the years and have been asked for advice from time to time about how to go about presenting to the board, and my advice always includes being concise. So I'm going to follow my own advice here this morning. You know, as some of you are aware, a number of years ago, I made a conscious decision in order to make a significant career change to pursue public service. And I can say undoubtedly that it's one of the best decisions that I've made. You know, as public servants, we have the opportunity each and every day to make a positive difference in the community and in individuals' lives. And I've always believed that we should try to make the most of that opportunity. I also believe that we're fortunate in our society that we can take our government for granted. And I think that's a testament to the great work of public servants throughout the country, and more specifically here in our county, to the many dedicated and hardworking county employees that we have throughout all levels of the organization. One of the upsides that I've always viewed of this particular position is I've had the opportunity to work with hundreds of county employees over the years, and hundreds of individuals in the community, many of whom have become friends. And the hardest part of leaving will be saying goodbye to all of you. And I do wish you all the best, and please keep up the great work, and continue to provide great service to this community. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. With that, Madam Clerk, move the question. You call the roll. Supervisor Gibson. Second, I believe.
Mr. Pichon?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
And Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
With that, we are going to open up public comment today. For items not on the agenda, we're going to start out with Mr. Eric Greening, please. He will be followed by Ben DeFatta. These are items not on the agenda today.
I'm still Eric Greening, and thanks, Dan. You're not over with being appreciated. And I do also appreciate the response to my consent agenda comments. It sounds like this funding is in alignment not only then with the November policies, but also following the precedent of countywide funding for other studies, such as in the Paso Robles Basin some time ago. That said, the other issues I raised haven't yet been responded to, namely review by the Water Resources Advisory Committee, scientific peer review, and the need in the Pismo Creek area to encompass threats to water quality as well as quantity. Anyway, in my consent agenda comments, I referenced the breakdown in the packet for tomorrow's RAC meeting of the sources within the Flood Control and Water Conservation District budget for diversion to subsidizing Sigma Basin overliers without separate groundwater sustainability agencies of their own. I very much appreciate having this information and believe it should also be in your board's packet.